AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Are the White House and congressional Republicans nearing a deal to make next week's potential debt ceiling crisis go away? Maybe. CBS News learns they are getting close.
Sources familiar with the talks say the deal under discussion would cap overall federal spending levels for the next 2 years. Military and veterans funding would increase slightly next year, while domestic spending would dip slightly or remain flat. This deal, if it comes together, is also poised to take a $10 billion bite out of funding that Democrats passed last year to modernize the IRS. Republicans wanted to roll that $80 billion funding package back altogether.
CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes. Big political development in Texas, where the Republican-controlled State House panel issues 20 articles of impeachment against Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton. A House vote to recommend that the Texas State Senate remove him could come as soon as later today. In a federal courtroom in Washington, the longest prison sentence yet in the pro-Trump riot of January 6, 2021, that against Elmer Stewart Rhodes, leader of the so-called Oath Keepers, 18 years in prison.
In court, it was revealed Rhodes continues to rile his followers in jailhouse calls.
Is he going to continue trying to galvanize people around the country politically?
Only Rhodes can answer that.
Another Oath Keeper convicted of seditious conspiracy, Kelly Meggs, was sentenced by the same judge to 12 years in prison.
CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane. Reminiscent of the bad old COVID era days, on LA area Starbucks is back to outgoing orders only, but for a very different reason. Here's KCAL TV's Jasmine Veal.
Customers at this Starbucks on Vineland and Ventura can no longer drink their coffee inside. Devlin Wilder, a regular at this store, says the decision to remove all the seating happened because employees didn't feel safe.
The baristas here have been harassed and otherwise confronted.
He says the store made the change a few weeks ago. This sign posted on the door read, "Our store is open for to-go orders. Indoor seating is not available."
Speaking of COVID, a new study identifies key symptoms that best define what is known as long COVID. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
People were more likely to have long COVID and more severe long COVID if they were infected with an earlier variant before Omicron. And they were more likely to have long COVID if they've been infected multiple times. Vaccination was protective against long COVID.
Current and future Ford electric vehicles will have access to Tesla charger stations. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The Memorial Day weekend, the official start to the summer season for festivals, barbecues, simply enjoying our freedom. But during his Memorial Day speech in 2020, President Joe Biden described it as a day when we must renew a sacred vow, a simple vow, to remember, remember. Wisconsin was one of the earliest states to recognize a Memorial Day in 1875. Please join all of us at Civic Media as we remember those who gave their lives so we can enjoy our freedom.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 36 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 45. Dry with temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday and highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
That's so it goes. Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo-boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What state are you jealous of? 844-967-2789. And I mean that genuinely. If you live in Wisconsin right now, or I guess this could be if you live in any state, but sure. As far as the grass is greener, and you look over at a neighboring state or maybe a state further away, and you're like, oh, they seem to be doing it right.
Why can't we be more like that?
Why can't we be more like that? And, you know, Wisconsin's a proud place. Wisconsin loves Wisconsin. We're very proud to live here. I think we're very quick to defend how great it is. We're very quick to be very proud when we get, and you know, one of our cities is on the top cities to live or whatever. We tap any kind of list. We probably kind of feel like an underdog sometimes, but Wisconsin loves Wisconsin. That is the number one thing I have recognized and probably exploited in some ways in my own career since moving back. But, you know, we also get very frustrated. And so, you know, we have these fun rivalries with our neighbors. We have names for the people who live below us in Illinois. We love to point out that the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. I don't feel we fight with Michigan over who's really the mitten state. Clearly us. We actually look like a hand.
Obviously,
they do not.
They should just give it back.
And you know, whatever's going on over in Iowa. But it's hard to deny when you are someone who champions policies that will help a lot of people and address some structural issues that are very popular to look to your neighbor to the west and want to still poke fun at them, but also be like, well, you're doing something right. God dang it.
Wish it could be us. I wish we were more like you.
Of course, I am talking about Minnesota. And I will admit right now, as of yesterday, watching the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, sign their $72 billion two-year budget that arguably could make a generational impact on the changes that they've decided to make and the things that they're investing in. And then I look at the chaos that is happening in our budget process and not go, the other side of the Mississippi doesn't look so bad right now.
I know. I know.
And I hate admitting that, but, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due, that in a singular legislative session, from my point of view, there's plenty of people who would disagree with me. What they have managed to get done in Minnesota is basically like the upside down world of what they've done in Florida this year.
Absolutely.
And the number one thing there's a lot. Because I think arguably, because they just legalized marijuana.
Yes.
And that is huge. It is huge. But there is a ton of stuff that they've done. So basically, the wide-reaching measures of their budget include free school meals for kids, for K through 12 kids.
Those lazy
free
kids.
Tuition. Yeah.
Just lazy.
Just handouts.
6-year-olds just hanging around.
Free tuition at public colleges for students whose families earn less than $80,000 a year. A paid family and medical leave program, which we talked about last week. Health insurance, regardless of immigration status. Gun violence prevention, abortion protections, voting rights expansions. And as we said, legalizing marijuana. It is, I don't even know if that's everything, but that is a lot just by itself.
No kidding. And I am not certain about this, and maybe you know, do they have a huge, do Democrats hold a huge majority in Minnesota?
No. No,
it's pretty, the Senate it's has tight.
It's one seat in the Senate. So the Democrats took back control of state government, so the House, the Senate, and the governor's office for the first time in a decade after November's elections. And with one seat majority in the Senate, this is what they've been able to do. And now, as you might imagine, Minnesota's certainly less razor thin than Wisconsin. But there is certainly a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives. It is still maybe a darker purple, like a blue or purple, but it's still purple. I mean, obviously they haven't had all three chambers of the House in a decade. And so, you know, similar, I think, to how much Michigan's gotten done, because Michigan is in the same situation where they fixed their gerrymandering problem. They got fair maps in this last
this last
redistricting cycle. And all three of their chambers are also Democrats now, and they've gotten a lot of their wish list done. And conservatives, both in Minnesota and Michigan, obviously not happy, obviously warning about what this will mean for tax burdens and, you know, if these programs will actually work. But I guess the only silver lining for how chaotic Wisconsin is right now is as more and more of our neighbors to the right of us, to the left of us, below us, Canada's a whole different story, so we won't talk about them, but to see how these programs work and how they're implementing these things and how what it brings to the state, what it brings to economic viability, what it brings to population and people moving there. And at least it gives us something to be able to point to, because I always come back to talking about Wisconsin and comparing it to Texas and Florida is apples and oranges. Talking about how we're comparing to our other regional states that have similar industries, that have similar climates, that have similar, you know, boomerang type migration as far as people being from here and moving back. Like, it's just a lot easier to compare that than just saying, well, we should have no income tax because look at what it's doing for Florida.
Yeah.
And so my question to you, are you jealous of Minnesota right now? And if not, is there any state that you kind of eye that if you were not, you didn't love Wisconsin, but also if you didn't have family here and your job wasn't here, but, you know, you kind of look at it, you're like, well, I could see myself living there just based on whatever. Could be the weather, could be how they run their state. Is there a state that you are eyeing and or jealous of? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because certainly for me today, I have to admit, I'm a little jealous of Minnesota.
That's okay, Kristen. You can admit it, so that's always an important step.
That is an important step. What about you? Is there a state that you look at sometimes and you're like,
yes,
where?
I've been feeling this the last couple. It's Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. I have a friend whose parents have a cottage on the other side of the lake.
So they get the sunsets.
So they get the sunsets. And the weather travels across the lake. So either last year or the year before when I was there, I watched this storm come across Lake Michigan for 3.5 hours. It was like sitting in surround sound. It was the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing. And Ann Arbor is a beautiful town. There's some lovely communities in Michigan. So I have Michigan envy.
Okay.
I admit it.
Okay.
I own it.
You admit it. I'm trying to think. I feel like I've had Colorado envy in the past. As far as it being a place where, you know, they kind of have everything. Although now Denver's getting to a point where it's like, it's so expensive. But Colorado seems to have a lot of good things going on. Massachusetts is actually on a lot of different scales is like the best state to live in as a woman when it comes to like paid leave and health outcomes and pay parity and all of these different economic outcomes for women. I remember reading about this once as far as like Massachusetts, good place for the ladies. And so certainly there's other places that I am jealous of just because, you know, there's parts of me that sometimes misses New York, but when it comes to policy and how they treat their people and the things that they're prioritizing, and also that if the way that you vote as a electorate reflects the values of a place, like so many of these policies come back to the objections to them is I don't want to pay for something that doesn't benefit me. And there's just so much individualism that for me, I just don't recognize as far as why wouldn't we do what we can to take care of each other?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is there a state of which you are jealous? Scott from Chicago. Hey, Scott, joining us. What do you think, Scott?
Good morning. I feel like
Good morning.
Part of it comes from where you're moving or where you currently live, because I'm actually looking at moving to Milwaukee this summer from Chicago, because even though like my politics agree more with Illinois, it's just too expensive to live here anymore.
Yeah, totally.
So it's like,
well, we would welcome you. We would welcome you, Scott.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Well, I think there are definitely things that need to be changed with Wisconsin. It's like where I'm coming